February 15th, 2003.
On this day in 2003, record-breaking protests flooded the streets of over 800 cities across the planet. George Bush called this global demonstration a mere focus group, while Patrick Tyler of the New York Times said the protests showed there are now two superpowers on the planet, the United States and worldwide public opinion. 1 month later, the U.S. invaded Iraq, and the peace movement had evidently failed. Since then, many now argue to achieve a world without war, we must rethink the paradigm of peace.
Vancouver's Community Television Association presents a special benefit screening of Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement. The film takes audiences back to the historic Vancouver Peace Forum of 2006 to pose the question, what is peace and how do we achieve it? Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement will screen Tuesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. in the Norm Theatre.
Hey, this is Randy Randall from No Age. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks a lot.
This is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR, where you will hear your future favorite song.
When the night came and took us, the jukeboxes turned up, but the light of our choices, we did not use our voices. When the songs went and left us, and the waitress caught her breath, we rose to the surface to fulfill our purpose. As we walk past some stairs,
fashion.
This is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. I'm Jay Paw, sitting here with Jillian Callender from Van Music. How you doing, Jillian?
I'm pretty good, Jason. How are you?
You know, I think the weather's catching up with me. I got a bit of a the seasonal. Maybe it's sad, but I'm feeling a little mellow and achy today. I'm a little melancholy mood. Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting over the sickness that's been going around lately.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Bryce mentioned earlier, there's the healing power of music.
So, yeah, I'm feeling better.
You know, I came in myself just feeling the vibe, so.
Yeah, it's okay to be mellow and, you know, just, it's one of those days. It's kind of gray outside and, you know.
Well, that's why I want to start out with some mellow tunes today. We heard The Verve off that first track was from the She's a Superstar album back in 91, I believe. That came out and that was a B-side.
Wow.
Yeah, a nice long mellow tune.
I love The Verve.
Felt the need for it.
Yeah,
yeah, we heard some new Beck in there as well. The song Force Field off of the One Foot in the Grave album. And we heard Hayden from the new album The Place Where We Lived. And that song was When the Night Came and Took Us. And that last acoustic folk track was Jess Hill from the Commercial Drive area playing live at the April 10th party for the Morning After Show for the the 10-year anniversary, actually. The 6-year anniversary for Oswaldo Perez, who hosts it.
It was a great show.
Fantastic show.
Yeah.
And speaking of our friend Oswaldo, it's about 3 weeks.
Soon.
Yeah, he'll be back hosting the show in about 3 weeks.
November 6th is when he's coming back.
So November 6th.
The Tuesday after the 6th, he'll be on the Morning After Show again.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be great to see him. Have some of his fantastic Russian stories.
And, yeah, he'll have some great stories.
I know he's got some good stories. I don't want to give them all away because he's going to want to tell his regular listeners.
Yeah, he's had a few.
But when he comes to tell you what's been going on in his world,
he seems to always have the greatest stories.
Wow, he's got one crazy things that happened to Oswaldo. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to play a little more music here. We're going to try and pick up the pace. Got some Hot Blood Bombers and some You Say Party, We Say Die coming up. So sit back, Vancouver, relax, and enjoy the Morning After Show here on 101.9 FM CITR. I have to fight. All right, this is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR. And yeah, we just heard a nice set of tracks there to pick up the pace this mellow morning. Mm-hmm. That last tune we heard was from the Silver Sun Pickups, a song called Draining off the Swoon album. And yeah, the second track we heard in that set was by the Hot Blood Bombers off the Dirty Little Party album. And we, of course, heard In the Mercury High. And yeah, the Hot Blood Bombers will be playing on October 22nd this Thursday. Or sorry, my bad, next Thursday. Oh wait, today's the 20th, right?
Yeah. Oh, I know,
it is
flies.
This Thursday. I know. It was just July. All right, so the Hot Blood Bombers are playing this Thursday, October 22nd at Pat's Pub. So go check that out. They're going to be playing with Battle Snakes, with the Regina Soul Garage Burners, the Calgary Strummers, and Misha and the Spanx, along with all-female punk destroyers, yeah. Joyce Collingwood. It's their very first show, so go support them. Check them out, the Hot Blood Bombers, and the whole crew that's going to be there. It's presented by Rumbletone Productions and CITR, Thursday, October 22nd. All right, we also heard in there some Death Cab for Cutie, the open door track called A Diamond and a Tether. So yeah, just trying to pick up the pace a little bit here for this mellow morning after show.
Yeah, and we also heard We Say Party, You Say Die.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for catching me on that.
Yep. You Say Party, We Say Die.
That's really? Right.
Yeah.
You got it. You Say Party, We Say Die. That was the first track off that set. And the song we played was There Is Triple X Within My Heart.
Yeah, they're one of my favorite. I think they are my favorite Vancouver band right now.
You know, I saw them put on a really good show. I believe it was at, it was an all ages gig, like about a year ago with Oswaldo.
Yeah.
Down on Granville somewhere. It was a fantastic show. They just totally got the crowd jumping, and the energy that comes off the stage with those guys is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually got some bootleg video of it, I believe. Yeah, I should dig that up and edit that together and throw it up on YouTube or something.
We'll put it on the Van Music website.
Yeah, I could upload it to the Van Music website. Yeah.
And actually, the website's going through a bit of a construction right now. We're going to be upgrading, and it's going to be a whole new format, and we're really excited about it. So that'll be coming soon. So
that's the vanmusic.ca?
Vanmusic.ca, yeah. Nice. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's a whole new... We're going to just be doing a whole bunch of like construction on it and upgrading and
well, it looks great already. Like
it does.
It's a nice but, blog of music, like Vancouver music blog you got going on there.
Yeah, it is really good, I must admit. I'm not just saying that because I'm a part of
on the back.
Yeah, but it's good. But you know what? There's it's good. Change is good, and it's there's always room for.
Well,
we just have so much information and just so much.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The website, I check it out pretty regularly, and I think that you guys, the Van Music, is just getting tons and tons of content up there, and
yeah,
it looks good. So I can see why you need to grow and expand. It's just
Congratulations. And Dave is just he's a whiz at this stuff. He knows what he's doing,
and Dave is your web designer.
Web designer, yes, he's got new ideas, so we just really want to incorporate that, and, it's good to check out new formats, and, if you go to a website and you're like, hey, this is different, I think that's always a good thing.
Nice.
And to improve it, so it's awesome as it is, but it's definitely, it's going to be, the changes are going to be for the better.
Well, man, it already looks good, so I can only imagine it's going to get better.
I know.
It's going to look fantastic. Cool. I love what you guys do with the music, promoting the Vancouver music and the independent music. And
there's so much talent out there. There needs to be something there.
If only there were more venues, for live Vancouver music.
Yeah.
With the closing down of the Cobalt and,
Richards and Richards.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, we need
to support your Vancouver music.
Yeah.
All you wonderful
and
listeners.
And your Vancouver venues.
Yeah, your Vancouver venues. Yeah. Live music is so integral to
Vancouver.
To Vancouver and to music itself. I mean, with so much downloading and so many people getting their music free.
But nothing beats a live show.
Nothing beats a live show. Yeah. And I think it brings out the best in bands as well, because it really makes them have to perform live. If
people
are just getting your music for free, they're going to want to come see the show, and you need to put on
there's so much that you can do in the studio.
My mind's eye.
Yeah. So, and to see a true talent is to go out and see them live. I mean, there's a lot that can be done at the studio. you know, but to actually see them perform live, that's, you're like, wow. A lot of the times you go in thinking, oh, this band's okay, and then you see them live and you're blown away. That's when you know this is a really good
band. And you know, sometimes even it's just a performance, because like,
you have a great performance, you got a great you know,
we all
have our bad days, so not every performance is going to be the best, but yeah, like I've seen so many shows where I've gone in and I'm like, you know, I like them. I've heard the CD. I've heard their music.
What was the last show you saw? Do you remember?
The last show. Well, the one last show that I actually got blown away was Peaches.
Oh, nice.
She's so fearless. She's a fearless performer, and I love her music. But it was, I mean, the third time I've seen her, because I absolutely think she's amazing. But she just fearless. She goes. She's in the audience. She's running around. She's just like, oh, she's so awesome. She's a true entertainer and performer. And yeah, she's just going. Everyone has to see Peaches live, because she is just amazing. Just completely amazing. And what was the last kind of show that I saw that was really, well, I mean, the Get Down always put on a good show.
Yeah, and the Railway Club was a pretty good show when we went to see, like 2 weeks ago. Jody Glenham, yeah, she put on a great show.
She was, yeah, another case where you heard the CD and you really like her, and you were, there was interest there to go and see her, and then when you actually see her live.
What I really liked about her is, like, her her voice was just as good live as it was on the album. Like, you know, I thought it was a really, really good show. A very nice bluesy kind of feel. You know, the Jess Hill song that we played a little earlier, very folky, another beautiful Vancouver female voice. And yeah, Jody was reminded me of that, except it was bluesier, you know, had more of a blues feel as opposed to a folk feel. But I got the same kind of, like, awe, you know, from a good female voice.
Yeah, and I remember when I first saw Tool live, and I was blown away by Maynard. Like, if there was ever a voice I could ever be like, it'd be like a female version of Maynard from Tool. He's just like so dead on in his vocals. Mm-hmm. It's like you think you're listening to the CD, but it's live. And yeah, I think that's, you know, just talking about performance and the CD and live performance. Sometimes it's even, it's better than the CD, because it's just, because it's live. It's right there. It's in the moment. And yeah, Jody was great. She was amazing. And
nice. Yeah. And the Shindig is going on tonight as well, actually, for the next couple weeks at the Railway. I'm not sure who's playing. I'll dig up that information for our wonderful listeners after this next track, this next set here. Yeah, we'll get some information on the Railway Club and the show that's going on there tonight. But for now, we're going to listen to some Pink Mountaintops and some other wonderful tracks. This is the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Behind your trouble. From his lab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a- What are you doing on Halloween? How about making a difference? Join us for Trick or Eat, an event where students go door-to-door in university neighborhoods to collect food and raise awareness of hunger in Vancouver. Last year, Trick or Eat raised over 6,600 pounds of food. Join the over 400 students dressed up in true Halloween style on Saturday, October 31st, 2009, from 4 to 7:30 p.m. to make a big difference. Whatever your plans, make Trick or Eat a part of your evening. A few hours of your time can make a huge difference in the lives of Vancouver's hungry and poor. This year, we are specifically looking for people to drive their cars to help transport food from nearby communities back to campus for Trick or Eat. If you have a car and would be willing to donate your time, please email ubc@mealexchange.com.
February 15th, 2003.
On this day in 2003, record-breaking protests flooded the streets of over 800 cities across the planet. George Bush called this global demonstration a mere focus group, while Patrick Tyler of the New York Times said the protests show there are now two superpowers on the planet, the United States and worldwide public opinion. 1 month later, the U.S. invaded Iraq, and the peace movement had evidently failed. Since then, many now argue to achieve a world without war, we must rethink the paradigm of peace.
Vancouver's Community Television Association presents a special benefit screening of Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement. The film takes audiences back to the historic Vancouver Peace Forum of 2006 to pose the question, what is peace and how do we achieve it? Think Peace, Portrait of a 21st Century Movement will screen Tuesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. in the Norm Theatre.
Just love one another. Stop building barriers based on skin color. Kids in Canada with nothing in the fridge, and children in the Middle East fighting for religion. Kinda seems like we've all been brainwashed. get enough, so we take what they got. Now we all need body armor. Here comes another damn suicide bomber. I can't believe that they banned marijuana. We do what we're told instead of what we wanna. It looks as though we're heading towards slaughter. You know it, when we're all killing over water.
We're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
I tend to think back for any 12-year-old ever thought about crack. In fact, summertime wasn't all about love, but your last dollar matter wasn't all about drugs. So I shrug it off, try to think about the next day, trying to recap facts, my homeboy Rex. Say, family build strength, strength turn to pride, your time to ride. Forget that suicide, live the next day better than the last. Think about tomorrow, don't forget about the past. Have fun, don't run too fast, it's known to kick you in the ass. And honestly, I wanna see you alive, tell you old enough to drive, man, you gotta survive. What the f***? Spare change, man, it's all about change, it's all about change.
We're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner. We're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
Solution or revolution, revelation proving the poor losing. We choosing between me and you and easily bruising. The planet amusing, fantasies that keep us enthusing. We unmoved when powers are abused. We cool, just buy new shoes and think a contribution is huge to the economy, you fools. Big jewels and pro tools, I got Cubase on an Atari Mega ST2. With a disc drive that's slightly askew, I make beats and write rhymes too. An instrumental from Doug from the Do, I mean flex, there ain't no excuse. Don't take the chip off all for the rules. They in on it too, so don't listen to the news. Spin a new world order since Bush 2. I drink a brew and sometimes listen to you.
We're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner. We're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
Because
we're killing ourselves, isn't it strange? I know the change is just around the corner.
For promoters and the venues that I've rapped in. Grateful for the stars, grateful for the clouds. I'm grateful that someday I may have a son to make me proud. Like I hope I make my dad. Cause sometimes we had some ill feelings, some ill words, too many to add. I'm glad you met moms and took the next step. But I'm most grateful for the fact that you never left. And I'm grateful to the fathers who decide not to cop out. Kids need guidance and to be told not to drop out. Grateful for each and every person that I met. And even more grateful to the ones that show respect. And not just to me, but to others as well. The people I respect, feel it back as far as I can tell. I'm grateful for the urge to do the best I can do. And if you feel what I'm saying, then I'm grateful for you.
It was cold and it was dark when I met you. Felt like I had no one to turn to. And you reached out your hands for me. Oh, that's why I'm so grateful. And you stuck by my side, this is true. I put a stream. You never stop believing in me. No, that's why I'm so grateful.
I'm grateful to be blessed with the hunger to learn. And for seeing that the greatest gift ain't given but earned. And there were times in my life when my spirit was crushed. I didn't know where to turn, let alone who to trust. I'm grateful for a woman who backs my every move. She knows that I'm real and I got nothing to prove.
I'm grateful to have shared a stage of elegant touch. For all I get, still I try not to ask for too much. I'm grateful for the time invested into my crew and to inspire up and comers down on the avenue. It's up to you if you wanna follow my lead. You can succeed, just look at Jay LaRon to me. And I'm grateful that my grandma got to see what I've done and that I'm chock full of greatness, man, pardon the pun. I'm grateful that Butter pushed me to stick with it. I'm grateful to have lived it and grateful that I get it.
It was cold and it was dark when I met you. Looked like I had no one to turn to. And you reached out your hands for me. Oh, that's why I'm so grateful. And you stuck by my side, this is true. All the things that I put us through. And never stop believing in me. No, that's why I'm so grateful.
It's a success of the nice of the nation. I tell you every half is a function. I tell you say we rise to the occasion.
You can call from California,
United States of America.
You can text me from NYC,
New York City.
Well, we're now MTL is where I'll stay.
Montreal.
Oh no, so you won't change my
name. I'm a city and down with Vancouver. I'm coming back. Oh, mommy, I'll be sure. Believe I'm gone, oh, daddy, see, this is quick. You know, some man, they're coming back home in a hurry.
I'll be home in Montreal, where the summers never fall. Whoa, whoa, now, December's on the way. Oh, no, my heart is here to
change.
I'll be up till the sun.
But I just had to look. I've been read up. woke up, fell out of bed, dragged my fingers through my dreads. Found my way downstairs and drank a cup. And looking up, I noticed I was late. I found my coat and grabbed my hat. I made the bus in seconds flat. Found my way upstairs and had a smoke. Somebody spoke and I went into a dream. Although the odds were rather small, they had to count them all. No, they know how many odds it takes to fill the island all. I'd love to turn you
your friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
T-shirts,
well-mannered cardigans,
pants, jackets, and underwear.
The friends of CITR card scores you discounts at Antisocial, Berku's Angels, and Hits Boutique.
Uzbekistan prints or Rajasthan colors.
Support CITR Radio and pick up your card today.
Sí, para hablar, señoras y señores, hablar de lo que nunca hablamos, del mexicano que nos daña, nos daña, nos daña, nos daña.
Qué mal gusto demuestran ustedes paseándose en sus Mercedes.
Hay que hablar hasta aniquilar.
Qué mal gusto demostrar a aquellos que se tiñen de rubio y que se sienten más bellos. Los que creen que te pueden juzgar por tu tono de piel o tu forma de hablar. Qué mal gusto demuestran dejándonos ver que lo único que quieren es dinero y poder. Qué mal gusto.
Thank you.
Señoras y señores, hablar de lo que nunca, del mexicano que nos daña, ha dañado y seguirá dañando. De ese hay que hablar hasta aniquilarlo, sin importar su posición social, profesión ni jerarquía. Tanto que pierda esa energía, ese disque ingenio mal canalizados, que solo los usa para fastidiar al prójimo y que cada vez hunde más y más a este país, matando sus esperanzas y trayendo lamentables consecuencias que vivimos a diario.
On CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Mi coraje, mi alegría, deja de quererte. cada día eres mi coraje, mi alegría. Dejar de quererte yo no podría. Nunca cambiaría el sentimiento que me inspira. Eres la respuesta a cada día. Eres mi coraje, mi alegría. Dejar de quererte yo no podría. Nunca cambiaría el sentimiento que me inspira.
This is the Morning After Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, where you will find your future favorite song. And we just had a tremendous amount of tracks there. Yeah. I think we must have about 20, 30 minutes of just music.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
With Inspector just playing.
Yep. Inspector just playing. Yeah. Basically, yeah. We just heard, well, let's go through it all. I was feeling kind of melancholy at the start of the show.
We had to lift it up a bit.
You know, and I tried to lift it up with some rock, but all the songs I chose are kind of sad. And so, yeah, that last set, after the Pink Mountaintops, which was the last sad song we heard, While We Were Dreaming, that one really set me over the edge. It's a beautiful track. I love her voice.
But after that, we were like, okay, well, maybe we need to...
I don't think I was that sad. But no, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful track. And the Pink Mountaintops are just a super talented band.
Yeah.
But after that, we picked up the pace just a wee bit with some hip-hop from Plex off the album Brainstorm. We heard two tracks off that, Spare Change and Grateful. And keep your eye on Plex. He's up for several Aboriginal Choice Awards. And fantastic guy.
Great hip-hop talent there.
Great hip-hop talent. Yeah, super nice guy, too. I was in Toronto visiting his DJ. DJ Divino is actually a really good buddy of mine. And I was out there visiting him. And I ended up hanging out at Plex's girlfriend's mom's house for like a weekend. And super, super nice people. Really, really good people, too. We also heard Sub off the To This Beat album, I Heart Montreal, which just, who doesn't?
Yeah.
You know?
It's a great city.
Yeah, it's a great city. It's a great, great album as well. Just lots of, you know, Reggae Radio is a good one off this album as well. And Black Gold, I really dig too. So, you know, nice happy tracks. And of course, the Easy Stars Lonely Hearts Dub Band. We heard the cover of A Day in the Life, which...
Yeah, which is the Beatles cover.
You know, and... It's always beautiful to listen to reggae.
Yeah.
And, of course, for our Mexican friends, we heard Mama Pulpa and Inspector, as Jillian was just saying. We just heard those guys on our last track there.
And I can't remember the lead singer's name, but he's got such a great, strong voice. And, partied with those guys last summer. Not the summer that just passed, but the summer before that, Oswaldo's good friends with them. That kind of made me feel like, you know, Oswaldo's presence, because he's such a supporter of both Mama Pulpa and Inspector. And Inspector, they crashed into my place quite a few times. I remember waking up one morning and everyone, like the whole band, was in my living room.
Yeah.
And sleeping on the floor, and it was just like, oh, it just looked so uncomfortable.
You know, I remember speaking of Inspector, they played in the backyard. The whole band didn't play. Basically, they came out for Yucca Fest, which Oswaldo put on, which was a Mexican ska festival, along with Mama Pulpa. And it was a great summer. Mama Pulpa and Inspector were basically staying in our building, and we built a stage in the backyard, and we had an outdoor music festival in the backyard, and it's a good jam between both Mama Pulpa and Inspector.
That was such a great day.
Members mixed and matched, and oh my God, what a fantastic day. Herd was there, Headwater was there. Headwater. I got some Headwater lined up. We'll play some Headwater if we have some time.
Some
there's
Chelsea
only a few minutes
Johnson
left. But Chelsea Johnson.
Yeah. It was such a great day for music.
Yeah,
it was. And it was in our backyard.
It was in our backyard. Can you believe it? How did that randomly come together?
Yeah. But Inspector, a great band from Mexico, same as Mama Pulpa. But just I remember that summer, they're just such great sports that they were just so happy to be like, you know, that we had them. And, you know, they're huge in Mexico.
Yeah.
And here they are, they're sleeping on my floor in the living room. And,
no, it's true. They can fill out like 20,000 people in Mexico. Yeah. They're just massive.
But they're so appreciative of just, you know, they're just like, thank you, like having us here. And great bunch of guys.
We actually had a bonfire the first night I met them. There was a fire in the backyard, and they had been wandering around Vancouver just checking out the city and having a good time, having drinks at the Cambie and stuff. And these groupies were like, oh my God, Inspector. And they came along.
Walking down the street, and they're like, oh my God. you guys. And yeah. They were from Mexico.
They were from Mexico.
And they were just...
And they followed them around all day. They ended up coming back to our house.
Buying beer. And yeah. Then they ended up coming back to our place. And they were there for the bonfire.
Yeah,
and,
it was interesting.
And
it's a great time.
The singer, I forget his name, but he's got such a great voice. Remember when they were singing all types of songs? See. It was such a great night. That whole last summer was just great. It was having...
Big J.
Big J.
My bad. Big Javi.
Big Javi. Okay.
Yeah. Hope I'm saying it right. Javi?
Javi.
Probably
Javi. Yeah, Javi. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember actually, maybe I shouldn't tell this story, but...
maybe keep it...
Well, there's a little bit of drinking going on there, you know.
I mean, yeah, they like their Coronas. They had the whole fridge and freezer.
I guess they were living with you for that time, so yeah.
Yeah, they stayed with me for a week, and I think some of them had some friends in White Rock or something, and a couple of them had to leave earlier, but for like a good solid week, I had like the whole band staying at my place. It was a lot of fun. Not a lot of sleep happened. Like they know how to party. But
well, there's
so
like seven
fun.
People in the band too, and all those horns, and like I'm sure they're just jamming and practicing in your living room and stuff.
It was a lot of fun.
But I remember, I guess Big Javi. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
He was. He had a little too much to drink, and he was sleeping on your couch in the sitting up position, in that there's no place to lay down position. And I remember trying to subliminally tell him, "You will buy us all breakfast tomorrow. You will buy us all breakfast
tomorrow."
Did it
work?
No, it didn't work.
No. Yeah, I remember.
I think I ended up cooking French toast or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I totally tripped out myself on that. No, it was just a fantastic time. It was a fantastic summer.
Great band. Yeah.
Yeah. Good people.
Yeah. Hopefully they're going to be coming back next year.
I've been talking with Mama Polpa because I'm trying to hook something up with Shambhala Music Festival. I don't want to talk too much about it because, you know...
It's still in the infancy stages. Yeah.
And I'm trying to get them to come up, and hopefully I'm going to get them... I'm going to try my damnedest to get them into that festival because they're just going to rock it.
Oh, they'd be so good for Shambhala.
I remember seeing them at Falcon Eddie's, and that place was just packed.
I
couldn't
was there.
Move. And it was like two shows like right in a row, and people were just like, oh my God, who's this band?
They're so
I don't understand
good.
What they're saying, but my hips do and my legs do, and they can't stop moving.
If we could only... Oswaldo can translate when he gets back, but I have no idea what they're saying, but it's but you don't need to know. That's what's so great about this music, is that you don't need to know. It's just the music really gets you moving. It gets, you know, it's so much fun, and it's fun to dance with, and they're great guys, and you just want to support good music and great people, you know, and that's
absolutely all right. So there's about 5 minutes left on the Morning After Show. I just noticed Cliff is in for the Generation Exploitation podcast. And so I'm going to hand the reins over to him in just a few minutes. Going to try and get a couple more tracks in here for you. Since we mentioned Headwater, I'm going to try and play a little bit of Headwater, play Freight Train, and try and get some of the Best Revenge in there for you as well. A good local band from the New West area. So, this is the Morning After Show, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Well, I just came down to Powell, station wagon and $100 I was thinking about the girl I lost the year before. I hadn't seen her in some time, and I thought that I might go on. Memory came flooding in and closed the door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I'd come whistling down your track, crashing through your door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you'd need a shovel full of coal just to get me started. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train. Every time I talk to you, I hear your jealous lies. I feel like I've been left abandoned on some old railway side. Every time I hear your voice, water just gets cold. A stoker will not stoke, and my boiler will not boil. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I come whistling down your track, crashing through your door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you need a shovel full of coal just to get me started. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train. behind and I couldn't get ahead. I wish someone would pull the lever and give me a little sound. And every time I slip behind, even further back, I wish some switchman would come out of the fog and change my track. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a diesel locomotive. I'd come whistling down your track, crash through your door. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I didn't have a heart and you'd need a shovel full of coal just to get me started. I wish I was a freight train, baby. Wish I was a freight train.
This has been the Morning After Show on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm Jay Paw, filling in for Oswaldo Perez with Jillian Callender. Want to say goodbye, Jill?
Bye.
Cat got your tongue? Yeah, thanks for listening, and look forward to seeing Oswaldo back here on November 2nd, November 6th, my bad, about 3 weeks away. Oswaldo will be back with his flair and his fantastic stories of his journeys for you. Once again, thanks for listening to the Morning After Show. Coming up next is Generation Exploitation with Cliff. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Cliff Nesteroff. Coming up now, the Generation Exploitation Podcast.